After pictures circulated on social media of a Bullock County Board of Education public tax hearing where not a single member of the Board of Education appeared to be attending the meeting, two citizens, Lawton Sack and Cassandra Mickle, filed an emergency petition for injunctive and declaratory relief in Superior Court. The injunction was not issued. Haley Green, public relations director for Bullock Schools, stated that the Board of Education followed legal and regulatory protocol for public hearings. The Board of Education held a scheduled special meeting at noon on Friday, August 18, to vote to pass the tax increase. Before the vote, they entered into executive session to discuss potential litigation. After an executive session, the board came back into session and voted to postpone the vote on the proposed tax increase and hold three new public hearings. Friday night, Green released a statement on behalf of the Board of Education addressing the citizens' concerns with dates of additional hearings. From Green, the Board of Education announced on Friday that it will host three additional public hearings about the 2023 millage rate. Although the Board of Education followed legal and regulatory protocol for public hearings related to effectively increasing its 2023 millage rate, the board values the feedback it received about its attendance at public hearings. Therefore, it has delayed its vote and will repeat the public hearing process prior to a final vote on September 8. All concerned citizens are invited to a second series of public hearings on this tax increase to be held in the boardroom of the Bullock County Board of Education at 150 Williams Road, Statesboro, Georgia, on the following dates and times. Thursday, August 31, 2023 at 12 o'clock noon. Thursday, September 7, 2023 at 9 a.m. Thursday, September 7, 2023 at 6 p.m. A group of individuals attempted to file an emergency injunction to stop the board's scheduled vote on the millage rate at its August 18 called session. During Friday's called session, Superintendent of Schools Charles Wilson recommended an executive session with the board to make them aware of the legal filing. However, this was not the basis of the board's decision to host a second series of public hearings, nor did the Superior Court judge issue the injunction. The board originally announced on July 21, its intention to increase the 2023 property taxes it would levy by 16.07% over the rollback millage rate of 7.304 mils. It then tentatively adopted a millage rate of 8.478 mils at its July 27 work session, an increase of 1.174 mils over its previous rate of 8.263 mils. This was followed by three public hearings on August 10 and 17. The proposed tax increase for a home with a fair market value of $225,000 is approximately $103.31, and the proposed tax increase for non-homestead property with a fair market value of $200,000 is approximately $93.92. The school district's five-year history of tax levy, the presentation from its original public hearings and answers to frequently asked questions are available on the Bullock County Schools website at www.bullockschools.org. Public notice of tax increase. Each year, the Bullock County Board of Assessors is required to review the assessed value of property tax purposes of taxable property in the county. When the trend of prices on properties that have recently sold in the county indicate there has been an increase in the fair market value of any specific property, the Board of Assessors is required by law to redetermine the value of such property and adjust the assessment. This is called a reassessment. When the total digest of taxable property is prepared, Georgia law requires a rollback millage rate to be computed that will produce the same total revenue on the current year's digest that last year's millage rate would have produced had no reassessments occurred. In accordance with Georgia Code the 20th of February 165, boards of education must maintain an equivalent millage rate of at least 14 mils to prevent a loss of their state equalization grant funding. Currently, Bullock County Schools' state equalization grant funding totals more than $7.4 million. Due to the reassessment of property values in Bullock County, the rollback millage rate required by Georgia law would cause Bullock County Schools' equivalent millage rate to fall below 14 mils, thus causing loss of the school district's equalization funding. Therefore, the Bullock County Board of Education intends to adopt an equivalent millage that is at least 14 mils and secure the school district's equalization funding. The 14 mil calculation requirement is composed of the property tax millage rate that the board must adopt annually along with the equivalent mils produced by the local option sales tax that the school district collects for maintenance and operations purposes. Based upon the value of the 2023 tax digest, per the Bullock County Board of Assessors reassessment, a complete rollback of the district's millage rate would be 7.304 mils, which when combined with the imputed value of local option sales tax collections of 5.522 mils, equates to only 12.826 mils, which is below the legal threshold. In order to maintain the minimum 14 mils of property tax required under Georgia Code 20 February 165, the superintendent is proposing that the Bullock County Board of Education adopt a property tax millage rate of 8.478 mils, bringing the total effective millage rate to 14.000 mils. Due to the nature of the millage rate rollback process, this action will effectively constitute an increase in property taxes. Key documents for the hearings can be viewed here.